So there's an Arkin storyline here on the show. It all started with Jessica and her actually playing one of our games earlier this week. And we found out that she had been kind of talking to a guy. She wasn't really... she wasn't really in a relationship. However, she was kind of talking to a guy at work. Things were going well. She was actually told us yesterday that she was going to hang out with the guy after work.
We were all like, let us know how it goes.
Yes. And so we played Magic Stick by 50 Cent and Lil' Kim. And so then, Jessica, you have an update about this whole situation.
Yeah. He dumped me.
Ah!
Ow!
So wait. Did he dump you on the date? Did you get to go out and hang out with him on the date?
No, we never even hung out. I just kind of waited around. He said no, and then I just went home.
OMG.
Wait, so
you were already out?
Do what?
You were already, like, out at the place where you're supposed to meet?
No, we had just gotten out of work.
Okay. So it was going to be a thing where you're going to hang out after work, and so you guys kind of connected after work, and you were just let's go hang out. Everything was going to be great. We were supposed to get the update this morning that everything was magical, and it looks like this is going to be a long-lasting thing, but he didn't even actually, like, meet you in person, right?
No. Mm-mm.
So he just texted you, like, no,
yep.
Let's just be friends and coworkers kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
He did the joke.
And like, I'm hurt.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's gonna hurt.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm to the point of like, you know what? At this point, I'm looking at it like, whatever. It happens.
Was it because of us? Did we make too big of a deal of it? Did we go too hard?
Listen,
Kelly and I tend to do that. We tend to fixate on something and then we go way too
Listen,
across
you're
the
one
line.
That picked Magic Stick for the song. I didn't do that.
I thought it was appropriate.
I did.
I mean, that's fair. That's a fair point, though.
But no, no, I'm sure he probably didn't listen. He didn't listen, right? He didn't
no.
listen.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
We're safe there.
How are you feeling? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling okay now? Last night was probably tough.
Yeah, I mean, I'm tough. It was rough last night. Like, I kind of had a breakdown. You know, my roommates kind of helped me out. My kids were sleeping.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm okay now.
So, Jessica, you said you guys work together. Do you work in, like, different departments? Is it going to be easy to kind of avoid him? Or is this going to be a situation where you're going to have to awkwardly kind of cohabitate the same place?
No, we work literally about 20, 30 feet from each other.
Is it another woman?
Possibly. That's I'm hearing.
Right,
yes.
All right.
Okay. All right. So here's what I'm thinking. You are just going to have to walk in there like, it's fine. It's good. No worries.
You need to have some confidence this morning, especially when you walk in and just show him that, you know what, I felt the same way, whatever, and have that little bit of confidence. Does the other woman work with you guys also?
Yep.
Oh my God! Wait. All right. Hang on a second. Is this other person friendly with you, or is this going to be now awkward between you guys too?
See, we were actually really good friends.
Was she aware that you were into this guy?
Uh-huh. Yep.
I almost spit out my coffee. Okay. All right. Well, this is kind of a workplace drama thing that I think your situation is not unique in the sense that I know that thinking about how I even got together with my wife, you know, mm-hmm. there was, you know, she was kind of talking to a guy at work that wasn't me. And then all of a sudden it switched.
You come swooping in.
Yeah. And so, so I was literally that other girl that you're talking about. And, you know,
So you're just going to have to fake the confidence until you really emotionally get there.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to walk in there and don't
dust your shoulders off.
Never let them see you sweat kind of thing.
Yeah.
And just eventually you'll get over it. It's going to sting for a while.
Oh, yeah.
You're just going to put your head down, concentrate on the work.
All right. So Jessica, you are willing to put yourself back out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's good. So, Jessica, what are your likes?
Wait, put some music on or something. Some like dating show music or something.
Okay, don't put magic stick on again.
That's too aggressive. We're not there yet. Like game show music.
All right, so this is Jessica.
Don't use that voice either. That's awkward.
I don't have my stats from the last time you played the game still in front of me, but Jessica, what color's your hair? What kind of car do you drive?
I have red hair, and I drive a Dodge Charger.
All right, there you go.
Oh, sassy redhead and a Dodge Charger. Come on now, guys. Where you at?
Where you at?
Where you at?
Yeah. Michael rolls in and says, girl, just go in and just work it. Show him what he missed out on. And Brad texts in and says, at least he didn't waste your time or try to juggle both. So I guess
that's the silver lining.
So
okay.
Bethany says this is why you don't poo where you eat.
Dip your pen in company ink.
Dipping the pen in the company ink. Uh-huh. You avoided that, Jessica. You avoided that. Do you work in a place like, what's the hot level of the people that you work with? Because I remember when I worked at this sandwich place, I had a manager that literally, he didn't care what your experience was. If you were attractive, he was hiring you. And so our attractive level at that was out of this world. We may not have gotten a lot of work done, but we were all very sexy.
It's like the Abercrombie and Fitch model hiring. Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, hey, look, Rhonda's even saying, hey, tell Jessica it's not going to work out with them anyway, and she will watch them both crumble in a few months. LOL. So. We're not going to keep you much longer. Jessica, thank you for coming on with us. Thanks for the update. Sorry it didn't work out. You know what? You're better off now anyways. You can focus your efforts on work, and you can focus your efforts on putting your energy out there for someone new to come in.
Exactly. And I thank y'all.
We are fully invested in your happiness. Yep. So you do need to keep us updated on anything that happens.
All right.
Any developments in your life.
Yeah. And if I've got to play magic stick for the guy that works in sales, I can do that too. All right.
I will shoot you a message and let you know just in case.
All right. Thanks, okay. Jessica. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. See ya.
Bye.
Right. Oh, dang it. Dang it.
Ah.
Dang it.
You know what? Sometimes these arcing storylines where we get invested in our listeners' love lives, sometimes they have great outcomes. Sometimes they don't. And you know what? That's okay. That's life. It happens.
Well, this is just a bump in the road until she does find her happily ever after. Wasn't that guy?
Yeah.
So we just don't know who it's going to be yet.
All right. Well, thank you again, Jessica. We appreciate you.